As Israel heads to an election next month, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has had another setback. Not only is he facing an indictment for corruption, Israel's highest court has banned a candidate who was set to run as part of Netanyahu's right-wing coalition. Michael Ben-Ari leads the Jewish Power Party, which the Supreme Court this week ruled was racist. The party has its roots in a movement led by notorious anti-Arab rabbi. One of the lawyers who led the fight against Jewish power is Orly Erez-Livkovsky of the Israel Religious Action Centre. She's in Australia for a lecture tour and she's speaking with RN's Andrew West.
We're talking about followers of Rabbi Meir Kahana, who during the 80s expressed very radical racist views against the Israeli Arabs. And the law was changed then to allow the court to disqualify a candidate if he holds racist views. This law was actually never put into effect since Kahana has been in the Israeli Knesset. And now we're talking about two people who declare without any shame, that they hold the same views. Which are basically saying all Israeli Arabs are enemies, all of them are disloyal, all of them should be kicked out of the country and not granted any rights. We collected a lot of evidence and submitted a request to disqualify them to the Central Election Committee of the Israeli Parliament. The committee denied our request and therefore we filed an appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court accepted our request regarding one of the candidates, which we had more evidence about. Again, it's the first time since 1992, since the Supreme Court draws a very clear red line and says those expressions cannot be part of Israel's parliament in a Jewish and democratic state. And I think it's really important to say that it's not only those views are not only undemocratic. In our view, they're non-Jewish, against Judaism, because Judaism should be an inclusive religion which treats everyone equally.
Well, that's what you think, and that's what you have pursued in all your professional career. But let's not forget this group, Jewish Power, was originally invited to be on a ticket headed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Why would he want these people on his ticket?
Well, he is trying to do whatever he can to stay in power. And I must say that this step that he's been doing, joining forces with Jewish Power, this racist party, drew criticism from all parts of Israeli society, both left and right, because it should be noted that when Kahana was in the Knesset, you know, back in the 80s, it was considered through all the political spectrum that he shouldn't be given any legitimacy. When he spoke, nobody broadcasted his speeches. He was just basically ostracized by everyone, by all the media. Unfortunately, this is not the case today, but still many people, even from the Likud, even from, you know, people who are Orthodox, are totally against those radical views and the legitimacy given to them. So it's very important that the court says this is not legitimate. This would not be part of Israel's parliament.
We had people like the former Prime Minister Ehud Barak worry that, quote, the seeds of fascism were being planted in Israel. And Barak is not a radical figure. He actually left the Labour Party, went to the centre. I mean, how much is this sentiment infecting large parts of the Israeli body politic to the concern of people like you?
I think that the politics in Israel, as elsewhere, unfortunately, in the world, where it's a global phenomena, has become more and more radical, and some parts of it are racist. But I think it's very important to note that most of the Israeli public doesn't hold those views. So most Israelis are not racist. Most Israelis are against gender segregation. Usually we have the radical politicians who are setting the tone, and it's very unfortunate because most people don't want it, and it's important to stress this fact.
That's Israeli human rights lawyer Orly Erez-Livkovsky.